Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wednesdays with Walton on Scoops with DannyMac.com, and a chance, as we always do every Wednesday, to visit with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. A closer look at the minor leagues, also what's happening with the Major League Club. And as always, we're brought to you by Blue Tail Medical Group. Great alternative to surgery. Before you have surgery, think Blue Tail Medical Group and find out what they offer the doctors Wolf, Bays, and Crane at Blue Tail Medical Group. Hey, Brian, the Cardinals are rolling, and good morning to you.
Boy, it's sure fun to talk about a 10-game winning streak, 12 of the last 13. It's wonderful, and the Cardinals are playing with the right combination to win. There haven't been any blowouts, but they've been consistently scoring enough to win, and the pitching has done the job when they need to.
Oh, and I'm sure you saw this coming, didn't you?
No, you know, Dan, I have to say I didn't. You know, the Cardinals' odds of recent playoffs, you know, just a couple weeks ago coming into the month was down the 2-3% odds. And now it's, you know, well above 50, and, you know, they're the team to beat for that second wild card. I think, is it a four-game lead they have in the wild card this morning, Dan?
Yeah, four-game lead right now, 4.5 over another team, the Phillies, and then 5 over San Diego. So I wanted to ask you about Jake Woodford, because he's been a different pitcher after that relief appearance that he had against the Brewers, then was inserted into the rotation. You saw him in the minor leagues. Was there anything that he was working on specifically, or did you see him take another step in the minors to allow him to have the success that he's having right now?
I think, you know, that Dan, we've talked about this before, and others have as well. Of course, you know, the analysts that you work with on Bally Sports Midwest who are former pitchers. But there's such a fine line between success and mediocrity in the major leagues. And a lot of it's between the ears, having the confidence that my stuff is good enough that I can get these major league hitters out, that I don't have to nibble around the edges. I don't have to change what caused me to be successful. And for Jake Woodford, it was, I think, the biggest step for him, has the confidence that, hey, I can go up there, I can stand in against the best hitters in baseball for 4, 5, 6 innings and get them out. And that was something that we didn't see before. He was a little bit reserved. He's a guy that, you know, you didn't see was, you know, seemed to have, man, maybe he had inside him. But now, you know, you can just see the confidence when Woodford's on the mound. He looks like a different man.
When I was watching the game last night, and I'm sure we'll get clarity on Dylan Carlson later today, I was thinking about minor league outfielders and some of the guys that the Cardinals have had, you know, whether it was Lane Thomas this year, Justin Williams, obviously Lane no longer in the organization, but Justin Williams, maybe some others. Is there anybody out that is out there that has stood out for you in the minor leagues that, if need be, you know, you could bring him up, part of the 40 man, all the different things that go into this, but just kind of thinking outside the box if anybody comes to mind.
Well, there's a couple options, Dan. Juan Yepes, who's a young man who tied for the organization lead with Luke and Baker with 26 home runs this year, he's primarily a corner infielder, but he's played a little bit of corner outfield as well, some left field and a little bit of right field, Juan Yepes, at AAA. He's not on the 40 man, but, you know, he's a guy who could come up and be a good bat. The other guy, and maybe it's a little fast, but Alec Burleson was the young man just drafted from a year ago from East Carolina, who started the season in Peoria, moved up to Springfield, now moved up to Memphis. You know, is hitting the ball well, hit 22 home runs this season across the organization, and it's a little early for Alec Burleson, but he is a very strong defender, a very good right fielder, and, you know, of course, we know that's a position Dylan Carlson plays. So, you know, Alec Burleson might be a guy that, you know, that I might have to tap on the shoulder if I need it. And again, he's only 22 years old. It's early. It's too fast. But sometimes when injuries come, you know, you've got to make some moves.
Yeah.
So either one of those guys could be of help.
Well, the other thing too is, in, you know, you could put Tommy Edman out there. I don't want to mess with Tommy Edman in the outfield. I love him where he's at second base. I don't know if you're robbing Peter to pay Paul and those kind of things, but we'll see how it plays out. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, Dan, I think there, Dan, you know, the question is then what happens at second base? And, you know, does Matt Carpenter get back in the lineup?
Exactly.
And, you know, let's face it, he's, you know, he's just not, he's an offensive black hole right now. The other option, of course, would be to put Paul DeJong back in and move Sosa over to second. But Sosa's played such a good shortstop. You know, you just, like you said, you just hate to see you disrupt what they've got working up the middle there.
Right, and that's where I'm at with that. A lot of the minor leagues are wrapping up right now. How did the Cardinals fare this year?
Well, the Cardinals organization, in terms of player development, you know, there, of course, there's lots of young players who continue to fill the pipeline and you know, be ready for the next opportunities in St. Louis. But as in terms of one-loss record, the Cardinals had the worst record. I'm talking about the U.S.-based teams, the one that has finished their schedule. They finished with a collective 392 winning percentage, under 400, and that was last of all 30 organizations. And so, you know, it was a tough season, whether you, from Memphis on down. None of them finished higher than fifth place in their respective divisions. And I think, you know, as we've talked about before, pitching is the major culprit, as not a one of the Cardinals minor league affiliates have a team ERA that is under five. So everybody's five or six in terms of their ERAs this year. And, you know, you're just not going to win many games when you've got to score seven or eight runs to win every night. And that's the situation that the Cardinals found themselves in 2021.
In terms of, like, this playoff format, too, with AAA, what's going on with that?
Yeah, they're playing two separate weeks of play, five games rather than the normal six games, this week and next. And so Memphis is playing Jacksonville and in Jacksonville this week, and the next week they'll finish the season at home. And it's not part of the regular season. They call it the final stretch. But it's another 10 games in which players can get more experience and, you know, potentially also a place where pitchers or players can rehab for the major league club. And what the Cardinals did this last week was, given that Memphis is going to continue to play and the other teams aren't, they took six young men who were at AA Springfield and moved them up to Memphis. Again, you know, let them get their toe in the water, get some experience in AAA, understand, you know, the routines, the stadium, all of that this season, because they're players that would likely be at Memphis next year. And Lucan Baker is our number 16 prospect. As I said before, 26 home runs that led the system, I think 83 RBI, something like that this year. A really nice power potential guy, but a first base only guy. Ivan Herrera, the catcher we've talked about, he's our number 5 prospect. He's on the 40-man roster. Herrera came on very, very well. He started off slowly this season, but he ended up with 17 home runs this year, which is, I think, sixth in the system. So, you know, Ivan Herrera was a guy that, you know, you wanted to see the offense continue. He continues to get work behind the plate. He's probably not going to be ready right away next year, but he's a guy that they'll want to get a good, you know, season of AAA experience, and then, you know, he'll probably be the next guy up in the catching room. Another guy that's a couple of other guys that were called up to Memphis that are interesting, Johan Quezada, the big, tall right-hander that we saw at the beginning of spring training that the Cardinals got from the Phillies. He basically had a washed-out year. I think he's only pitched in like a dozen games this year because of multiple injuries. But he's on the 40-man, and he's up with Memphis and, you know, might be able to help in the relief corps next year. And then Andre Pallante, a right-hander who was drafted again in 2020, who has moved up now, his second promotion this year, a right-handed starter, our number 12 prospect, and he'll get a chance with Memphis to show what he can do, and, you know, we'll want to get in that mix to potentially be a call-up to the Cardinals next season.
Gotcha. Arizona Fall League, are you hearing anything about what's going on with that or any potential guys going there?
This is really a strange year, Dan, for the Arizona Fall League. Normally by now, not only would we have had the schedules out for probably 6 weeks, but we would know the players that are going. Usually, always by Labor Day, they announce the – and usually organizations about 7 or 8 players, and it's a mix by position because 6 major league organizations join together for every one Arizona Fall League team. So they sit down together and make sure they don't all send catchers or none of them send catchers, for example. But, you know, basically it's a, you know, probably four pitchers, an infielder, an outfielder, a catcher, and, you know, maybe one other player. But this year we have no idea what the schedule is going to be other than it's going to start on October 13th. We don't know what players are going. And one of the things that came out this last week, I believe Baseball America reported that the Major League Baseball has decided that the players that are going to compete in the Arizona Fall League must have proof of vaccination. And therefore, it's caused some organizations to have to go back and potentially adjust their list of invitees to the Arizona Fall League to ensure that, you know, they have the players that are willing to comply with the regulations. And, you know, typically the players that go to the Arizona Fall League are those that are getting closer to the major leagues, sometimes guys who are injured during the year. So like a Rondon in Memphis, for example, was out some. Julio Rodriguez, the catcher in Springfield, missed some time. So there are guys that are, you know, on the cusp. They want to get them a little more experience. And the other thing that we'll see is that some players in the organization may be encouraged to play winter ball this year, again, in the Caribbean, typically Dominican Republic, Venezuela, that kind of thing, to get some more experience, you know, heading into camp in 2022.
Brian, I'll wrap it up with this. What are you working on at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, starting the beginning of next week, we'll be doing all our season recaps. We'll go through each of the organization affiliates in detail and describe, you know, how their season went, the good and the bad. And then after we get through all those teams, then we'll loop back around and announce our starting pitchers of the year, our relief pitchers of the year, our players of the year, where we go into in-depth stats of all the players on the teams and identify those that really stood out during the season. And that'll, you know, take us well, probably almost through the month of October.
Yeah, I love it when you do those recaps. Hey, my man, thanks. We'll catch you up next Wednesday.
Take care, Dan.
That's Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. We're brought to you by Blue Tail Medical Group.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.